I'm glad you could join us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading is titled Imperfect Plans, and it was written by Jennifer Benson Schultz. I was exploring a library on the bottom floor of a new community center when an overhead crash suddenly shook the room. A few minutes later, it happened again, and then again. An agitated librarian finally explained that a weightlifting area was positioned directly above the library, and the noise occurred every time someone dropped a weight. Architects and designers had carefully planned many aspects of this state-of-the-art facility, yet someone had forgotten to locate the library away from all the action. In life as well, our plans are often flawed. We overlook important considerations. Our plans don't always account for accidents or surprises. Although planning helps us avoid financial shortfalls, time crunches, and health issues, even the most thorough strategies can't eliminate all problems from our lives. We live in a post-Eden world. With God's help, we can find the balance between prudently considering the future and responding to difficulties. God often has a purpose for the trouble He allows in our lives. He may use it to develop patience in us, to increase our faith, or simply to bring us closer to Him. The Bible reminds us in Proverbs 19, "Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails." As we submit our goals and hopes for the future to Jesus, He'll show us what He wants to accomplish in us and through us. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Proverbs 19, verses 20 through 23. Listen to advice and accept discipline, and at the end you will be counted among the wise. Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. What a person desires is unfailing love. Better to be poor than a liar. The fear of the Lord leads to life. Then one rests content, untouched by trouble. Let's pray. Father in heaven, it's wise to make plans and set goals, yet sometimes our plans don't always come to fruition. When our plans don't go according to plan, help us to trust you, that you have a purpose behind this that may be revealed later. Help us to live with joy in our hearts as we grow more and more into the person you want us to be. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.